This episode is made possible by PwC. The future calls for digital transformation you can trust. That's why the new Equation is business-led and cloud-forward, using secure technologies to drive tax-efficient solutions for today and tomorrow. It's how people and technology work together to transform transformation. See how the new Equation is building trust and security with the latest tech at thenewequation.com.
Facebook leads the industry in stopping bad actors online. That's because they've invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. It's working. In just the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts to stop bad actors from doing harm. But working to reduce harmful and illicit content on their platforms is never done. Learn more about how they're helping people connect and share safely at about.fb.com/safety.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss
determined.
The world off by shoving a mirror in front of
my shoving a fucking mirror
in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
To the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shocked, this is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you today. We're going to be talking, I'm going to be talking about my views on voter ID laws, or the proposed voter ID laws, and some are on the books here in the United States. Did some research, did some of that researchy search. UK are doing these days, the research. But I wanted to play this video for all you people down here, to get into why our voting ID laws could be racist. So I'm going to play both views. And then I'm going to give my opinion. So here we go. Let's start with over here. Let us share the screens. We share screens here. And there we go. We do. One of these, and pow.
Vote on how some states are enacting laws to discourage and prevent U.S. citizens from voting. And one of those laws, we pointed out, requires people to present a photo ID when they go to vote. And the comment section exploded. It was mainly people just wanting to know why requiring ID was a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
After all, you needed to do pretty much everything else, mm-hmm. So why not voting? Mm-hmm. While almost 11% of the U.S. voting population mm-hmm. does not have a photo ID. That's 3.2 million people. Mm-hmm. For me, that fact alone is enough to list voter ID requirements as laws that stop people from voting. But let's take a look at who those 3.2 million people without voter ID actually are. The majority of them fall into four categories: young adults, the elderly, minorities, and the poor. 18% of all seniors and 25% of African Americans don't have a picture ID. If photo ID requirements were enacted in every U.S. state, almost a fifth of the elderly population and a full quarter of the African American population would not be able to vote. Which begs the question, why can't they just get IDs? The people without IDs are the very same people that don't have driver's licenses. So they can't just drive on down to the DMV and pick up a photo ID card. A lot of them live in rural areas that are nowhere near the closest DMV. Others may not have driver's licenses because they can't afford a car. They also can't afford to lose a day at work at the DMV, a place primarily known for wasting people's time. Mm-hmm. Plus, some states require a birth certificate to get...
Okay, so... I mean, I'm sorry to stop it short.
Get a state-issued photo ID while also requiring a photo ID to obtain a birth certificate. The law also limits absentee voting, which is how seniors who are unable to make it to the polls vote. And that is the truly alarming thing about voter ID laws. We're not talking about stopping people who don't vote from voting. We're talking about stopping active voters from voting. The elderly are the most consistent voters of any demographic. Minorities voted in the 2008 presidential election at virtually the same rate as non-minorities. And that same year, young people ages 18 to 24 had the highest turnout for that age group since 1992. So is there an argument for requiring voter ID? The number one reason given for wanting it is to stop voter fraud. Supporters of the law want everyone to show an ID so that people can't just walk in off the street, say any name they want, and vote away, which would be a good reason to want voters to have ID mm-hmm. if that were happening. But it's not. In fact, according to the Brennan Center at NYU School of Law, this type of voter fraud is less likely to happen than death by lightning. Obviously, we want to keep our elections fair, so we shouldn't completely discount voter fraud, but this new law simply isn't a good way to do that. To see our original episode on voter rights and the numerous ways politicians on both sides of the aisle are using them to disenfranchise voters.
All right, let me play the other side. That was hard. That was completely hard. And now you know which way I'm leaning.
I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here in Berkeley, California, to find out if voter ID laws suppress the black vote. Do you have an opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist and they're bad.
I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say they're, those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs you do over the internet. Does that also make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data.
For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware or like they're not informed. I also think there's a repression of black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to vote and everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts on what you just heard. Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody who, any black person doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has an ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would they say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID. So we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. That's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with, ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this? Some type of trick candy cameras?
I know, right? That's the only thing I brought with me.
Those legit IDs. I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What's that say to you?
I know it's that. It's on 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I know these sound like silly questions. You know how to get the DMV?
Of course.
You know where it is?
Yes.
You can get there?
Uh-huh.
No problem.
No problem.
Just checking.
Okay.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
That's just stupidity, honestly. Everybody has access to the internet. Even a little kid can figure out how to work the internet.
I had access to the internet for years.
You know how to use it properly,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I do it at work. So, of course, I know how to use it. Smart. My kids know how to use it. They all have iPads, iPods, whatever.
Your phone has data?
Mm-hmm.
You can access the internet?
Unlimited.
Unlimited data?
Mm-hmm. I use my phone as a hotspot.
What does that say to you for the people who have this perception about you?
They're pretty much ignorant. That's what my thought process is.
I just think that's ignorant.
Ignorant. That's the word I hear a lot.
Ignorant. Very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
What people are they talking to? Who are these people talking to?
Do you have a problem that if you go to vote and they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are?
Showing my ID.
You got no problem with that?
Nope.
Would you have a problem if when you go to vote, if they say, can we please see your ID to make sure you are who you say you are? Do you have an issue with that?
No.
Would you have a problem if there was a rule where you had to show your ID in order to vote?
I don't think so. No.
Would you have an issue if there was a rule saying you got to show your ID before you vote?
Nah.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
So, again, they infantilize us. They infantilize us. It's like, oh, we can't do shit because we're brown. We can't, this shit really pisses me off. Okay. First argument. Like, let me go through this fact sheet. This fact sheet from the ACLU. Again, you know, I want everyone to see hear both sides, so that way you're being biased. God. But okay, oppose voter ID legislation fact sheet. Voter and again, I'm reading this so that way you guys know what you're going to get hit with out there. This is what they're going to say. These are the talking points they're going to say. Oh, by the way, check out my new shirt. Oops. Conservatism is counterculture, is the new counterculture. Oh, goodness. I was wearing this around in my neighborhood and people don't know what to do. Oh, my God. I just love it. I just love when people. Oh, shit. I just love it when people don't know what to do. They just like. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? But anyways, here, let me get back to this here. Background. Voter identification laws are a part of an ongoing strategy to roll back decades of progress on voting rights. 34 states have identification requirements at the polls. 7 states have strict voter ID laws. Which New York is not one of them. It should be, but have identification requirements at the polls. 7 states have strict photo ID laws under which voters must present one of a limited set of forms of government issued photo ID in order to cast a regular ballot. No expectations. Okay, we got stuttering Chris. He leaves a comment. I think Milo Yiannopoulos coined that term. Conservatism is the new counterculture. No, actually, it was Paul Joseph Watson from InfoWars. But back to this here. Voting laws deprive many voters of the right to vote, reduce participation, and stand in direct opposition to our country's trend of including more Americans in the democratic process. See, and that's the problem. We have the surge of illegals coming in. Of course, it benefits the Democrats to have these people coming from the southern border to come here and vote because, hey, they get free shit. That's one thing. And they're not legal. They're not legal. A lot of them are not legal citizens. They can't cast a vote, yet they're casting votes. Some of these ballots were sent to these households. I got sent a ballot. I didn't want one. I went to the polling station and I casted my vote. No problem. I have an ID. And honestly, they want to say, oh, well, boy, what about the poor? What about the elderly? They can't get, you know, especially in New York. And this is something that should be done everywhere else. It should be done. In fact, honestly, it just proves that it is that government or leftist government is so lazy. Instead of actually fixing a problem, not enough people are getting IDs. I don't know if there are any other, I tried to see if there were any other examples. Here, let me share my screen again. Let me boom. ID New York City. New York City came out with a free ID card, free identification card, where people the elderly, homeless, I mean, there's tons of programs. And honestly, Bippo, who lives on the fucking street, he's not casting a vote. He's not. And trust and believe, the homeless in the shelters are registered to vote because there is a voting drive every election cycle. I know because I used to work for I used to work for the fucking, the shelter system. So it's like, I mean, look, you can now start your ID application online, or you can make an appointment. Confirm your identification, confirm this, you know, it's so easy. 25 languages. Here, you can make an appointment. How to renew. Here, wait. How to renew. How to renew. ID NYC renewals have begun. Check your card's expiration date. ID have begun accepting renew applications for expiring cards. Check your cards. Application free. ID NYC. When can I renew my card? You may. Da, da, da. Reduce. How can I renew my card? You cannot renew your card. Can I change my card's immigration online? Information online immigration. Sorry. Again, it's all for free. This is what certain governments can do. City, state governments can do is issue these state IDs that could be accepted for to vote. Simple. I mean, by law, in most jurisdictions, you have to have an ID anyways. Oh, God. Let me get back to this here. Let me see if Stuttering Chris has. He has not. Okay. So, voter ID laws deprive many Americans of the right to vote. Millions of Americans lack ID. 11%. Oh, wow. That magical number of 11% of U.S. citizens or more than 21 million Americans do not have government-issued photo identification. That magical number of 11%. Like, I really want to know how they calculated that number. Because it seems like one of those numbers that, yeah, plopped out, like how they picked out the number that, you know, women get paid $1.75 to every man's dollar, like bullshit. Like 75 cents per every man's dollar they get paid. Yeah, because they took into consideration industries where there are no women. There are no women miners, but hey, they take all that, you know, it's just the deceptive use of math. It's just, you know, this just stinks of intellectual dishonesty. But I'm just reading this so that way you guys keep it in mind. So that way you guys could combat this when you hear it out in the field. Again, this is from the ACL, fuck you. Underlying documents required to obtain ID cost money, a significant expense for lower income. Again, okay, well then, you know what? Demand that they fix it. Like, honestly, like, there's so many things that you could do to make it easier. So that way we could all be in lockstep, have other IDs. And especially when you complain for motherfucking almost 5 motherfucking years, Russian collusion. Really? How's about we make sure that our voting systems cannot be hacked by having voter ID, by having people require them physically be there, show ID, probably identify themselves if they're doing an absentee ballot. So that way, this can't happen. How's about we do something to prevent, so that way, without a shadow of a doubt, whether a Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, or whatever other party wins, we could be sure, yeah, they won for real. That way there won't be so much fucking controversy. Maybe January 6th would not have fucking happened. Oh, no. Did you think of that? Did you motherfuckers think of that? No, because you would rather fucking arrest Americans that are pissed off because they think their fucking vote was fucked over. No, let's not prevent issues, right? No. It's racist. It's ageist. Just write it off. Just write the fucking shit off. Honestly, when it comes to this, this is not a conservative issue. This is not a liberal issue. This is not even a libertarian. This is an American issue. It is an American issue. We should all want to have a voter ID so that way we could make sure that the vote is safe. The vote is sacred, is it not? Is it not? I mean, am I tripping here? Am I the one fucking tripping here? Like, honestly, how's about we make sure, hey, you know, you make getting a birth certificate easier and cheaper. Make it more convenient for people. How's about you set some shit up? Honestly, you made it fun. You had fucking damn near fucking Civil War tents set out outside the goddamn shopping malls to make sure people get a fucking vaccine. You can't do the same thing to make sure they get a fucking ID. Shit. Back in 1869, Dr. Ruth Bader Ginsburg gave me my COVID-19 shot. And then we went to go fight the fucking Rebs. Yeah, we freed the slaves.
Like, what's the point? Like, stop making fucking excuses. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. Then make it easier. Make it easier for people in rural communities to be able to get an ID. In fact, if they're in rural communities, how the fuck did they get out there without a goddamn license? I can't get out to no rural thing on my own. I mean, most of those people own ranches and shit like that, right? I mean, I could be wrong. No, wait, no. Don't go. Don't do that. That's racist. Hoyok. I mean, let's just really let's work with this issue. Okay, let's make sure we make it easier for people to get a birth certificate, get their social security card. How's about we make it easier for people to get a passport? That way we set up more DMVs. We make sure state government fight with your state government or whatever to put up more DMVs and make it more efficient. I mean, shit, man. Or have a program like New York has, NYC ID. I mean, it said government ID. It doesn't say anything about state government. It couldn't be a state government. It has to be within the contingent. What contingent? Within the all 50 states. See? No? Yes. Yes. Within 50 states. I mean, they're workarounds. They're workarounds to all the problems that they say making racist. Voter ID is racist. First of all, I have an ID. I was able to get another type of ID last week very easily. Well, it took a long time. It was a long wait, but you know, I was able to get it. No problem. I even had to take a test. I did it. I was on a computer, bing, bang, bing, boom, 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 87%. Got the ID. I'm in, I'm out, bada bing, bada boom. It's no fucking big deal. I had to change my address on my ID. Did that shit online, paid the fee, bada bing, bada boom. Didn't have to go into the fucking DMV during COVID. It's not that fucking hard. It's not fucking hard. It's not fucking rocket surgery. It's not brain science. It just takes some, get up and go. I mean, if that's the case, you know what? And then with the elderly, you know, a lot of them, get them in the senior centers. Make sure they're properly have proper identification. Make sure they're good. Put out notices. Like, honestly, you're like, well, but you know, better get your health insurance by February. Da, 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 da. You fucking shove that down our goddamn throats. But you can't make sure people have an ID because it's racist. Like, what the, huh? God. All right, let me get back to this shit. I just went on the official rant of the show. That was the Louis B. rant, brought to you by Diet Pepsi. Shalom. Great. Now I said shalom, and now the white supremacists are going to be like, he likes the Jews. Yes, I do. Shut the fuck up. So anyways, voter ID laws reduce voter turnout. A 2014 GAO study found that strict voter ID laws reduced the turnout by 2 to 3%. Again! Like, seriously, like, what the fuck is so hard? Then just make sure they have proper IDs. Make it easier for them to get proper IDs. I mean, what's the fucking problem? Can someone understand? I wish someone would explain this shit to me. Anybody that's listening, I mean, for some reason, I got people from Bangladesh fucking listening to the show, downloading and shit. I don't know, shalom or whatever, or namaste over there. Shalom, namaste, assalamu alaikum, jin dobre, bonjour, konnichiwa, ni hao. All that stuff, but you know, why this piss me off? Voter ID laws are discriminatory. Like, honestly, just say it's racist. Like, honestly, I can't believe I wasted paper printing this shit out. Voter ID requirements are a solution to the problem. First of all, again, almost 5 fucking years. Russian collusion. Oh shit. January 6th. All could have been fucking avoided with voter ID laws. All this shit, all the money could have been saved by voter ID laws. Think of all the millions of dollars in damages, in fucking trials, in fucking investigations could have been saved by voter ID law. A simple fucking card, a simple piece of fucking plastic, like a fucking card could have been like, you know, could have saved the taxpayer millions. Could have saved time. But no, they don't want voter ID laws because government doesn't want efficiency.
This holiday season, we all wish for hope and healing. Children and families who spend their holidays at the hospital deserve a reason to believe in first steps, in giggles, high fives, and hugs. For 150 years, Children's National Hospital has provided world-class care and groundbreaking research. Please donate today to help patients and healthcare heroes this holiday season. Visit childrensnational.org/holiday. That's childrensnational.org/holiday.
At Jaguar Land Rover Tyson's Corner, Increased Business has created a unique opportunity for experienced auto technicians. Right now, they're offering a comprehensive compensation package, including up to $60 flat rate hours, exciting longevity bonuses, and more. Come work with an incredible team in their state-of-the-art brand new facility. Give them a call for your rate assessment at 877-396-6766 or visit them online at LandRoverTysonsCorner.com. At LandRoverTysonsCorner.com.
I mean, I know the Republicans are just doing it because it's just an easier way to get power, regain power. I mean, but if the system is broken. But again, they use the ACLU. I mean, honestly, guys, ACLU. Hello, let me. Hello, is this thing on? ACLU, why you gotta be a bunch of lazy-ass douchebags? It's racist, 11%. Excuse me? I mean, what? Like that's basically your major argument. It's racist. It's trying to take away the vote from black people. No, it's not. And you're looking at it the wrong motherfucking way. It could have prevented the fucking Russian collusion bullshit, and it could have prevented January 6th. Why has no one made this connection? I mean, I haven't heard anyone else make this connection. Voter ID saves lives. I'll just throw that shit out there. you know, I don't get it. But in fact, here's this thing here. This is by Ken Blackwell. This is an op-ed piece. Claiming state voting reforms are racist is ridiculous. I should know, Ken Blackwell. Claims that voter outreach from Democrats, corporations, and Major League Baseball about voter identification requirements and Georgia's Election Integrity Act of 2021 feels like leftovers reheated for the third time. Whenever Republicans propose common sense voter ID measures to help safeguard our elections, liberals react by shouting that it is voter suppression and Jim Crow 2.0. Yeah, that shit's annoying. That shit's a fucking annoying. These claims are false, and they distract from the real issue of promoting election integrity and preventing fraud. Hans von Sparkowski, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, notes, virtually every person of voting age already has such IDs, and those who do not can easily get them. Every state with an ID requirement issues free ID to anyone who doesn't already have one. Despite the empty howls of repression, states that have implemented ID requirements have seen turnout go up, not down. Arguing voter ID is a form of voter suppression is a smokescreen designed to muddle the debate. Instead of lecturing us with false arguments, Democrats should listen to Black and Latino voters who first of all, Mr. Blackwell, thank you for using the word Latino. Not Latinx, not Hispanic. Thank you very much. Thank you for being one of the few Black people that have identified me correctly. Latino voters who support ID requirements because they understand we need to take simple steps to protect the sanctity of the ballot box. Instead of debating the merits of voter ID and election regulations, the liberals label them and anyone supporting them as racist in an attempt to shut down any debate. For example, Stacey Abrams calls Georgia law a redux of Jim Crow. In a suit and tie. This is ridiculous. Abrams herself praised New Jersey's new voting procedures, where voters get up to 10 days to vote early. Under Georgia's new law, they get 17 days. The data doesn't matter. Views of African American and Latinos don't matter. The actual text of the new law doesn't matter. The hyperbolic rhetoric ignores the truth. Liberals are now pushing a federal election bill, H.R. 1, which they claim will eliminate racist state laws. This legislation sabotages state voter ID requirements by forcing states to allow anyone to vote with or without an ID. They sign an unverifiable statement attesting to the eligibility. Plainly stated, the bill would eliminate voter ID in 35 states. What could go wrong? If H.R. 1 is enacted, our elections will be vulnerable as decades of good governance will be thrown out and replaced with half-baked left-wing talking points. For example, states would be required to implement technology that doesn't exist, couldn't remove ineligible voters from voter rolls, and would have to allow paid political operatives to collect absentee ballots. Thankfully, the American people strongly disagree with the ban on voter ID. An Associated Press poll found that 72% of respondents support it. Likewise, an Atlanta Journal poll found 74% of Georgians support voter ID. Digging deeper, the Rasmussen reports found that the wide margins of minority voters supported voter ID as well. 69% of African Americans and 82% of other non-white minorities. It never ceases to amaze me that that the Democrats believe African Americans don't have and aren't capable of obtaining an ID, especially since you need an ID to do routine things such as open a bank account, drive a car, board a flight, or pick up tickets at the will call window at Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park. Most Americans have identification. Those who don't can quickly get one. As states such as Georgia provide free IDs to anyone who needs one. Voter ID is the best election reform that states you have adopted, and hopefully have adopted. Hopefully, 50 will do so. If there are any hints of racism associated with it, then I'd be the first to lead the charge against it. Likewise, the reforms in Georgia make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And here's the thing. Let me share the screen again. There's this article that I want you humans. Yes. Fact check. International ID laws. Again. This is from this website. Civitas.org. This week, the president Donald Bryson made a guest appearance on a radio show, the Charlotte Talks, a local NPR affiliate, where he debated the merits of the state voter ID requirement. The show hosted by Mike blah 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 blah. During the discussion, Collins asserted that the United States makes voting more difficult than its peer countries. We don't seem to make voting easy for people in this country. Other Western democracies do, he stated, citing weekend election days, vote by mail systems. He goes on to ask, why do we seem to make things difficult for voters? Made within the context of voter ID discussion, those comments suggest that voter ID requirements And yet another way that the United States differs from peer countries in adding burdens to its electorate. However, many countries hailed as more voter friendly than the United States have voter ID laws in place. Norway mandates that voters present photo ID, including a passport, driving license, or bank card that includes a photo to vote. Voters in Northern Ireland must present an acceptable photo identification to cast an in-person ballot. Germany requires the voters bring a state-issued voter identification card, but they can substitute another form of ID for the card if they fail to deliver it at the polls. Ballots in Switzerland are issued by mail, and voters who return the ballots in person are required to show the ID at a state-issued polling card to do so. France requires a voter ID. Israel requires a voter ID. Mexico requires a voter ID. Iceland requires a voter ID. You get the picture. Zivitas has already pointed out that the North Carolina's constitutional amendment would bring the state into the mainstream with the country, since 34 other states already require voter ID in some form. Voter identification is innocuous among a majority of U.S. states and various countries across the world. There is no reason to believe North Carolina would be an exception. So Collins claimed that the United States makes voting more difficult for its citizens than its peer countries, and implied that voter ID requirements compound that disparity. Since many Western democracies also implement voter ID requirements, we rate the claim as false.
I've seen a Mexico ID. I deal with people that have Mexican IDs. It says registración para votar, or voter registration on it. I could be wrong. I'm going off of memory, but it has something about, para elections. But it's racist. It's racist. Everything's fucking racist with these fucking jackholes. But in Europe, voter ID is the norm. This is from the dailysignal.com. Democrats and much of the media are pushing to make permanent the extraordinary pandemic-driven measures to relax voter rules during the 2020 elections, warning anew of racist voter suppression otherwise. Yet democracies in Europe and elsewhere tell a different story. Of all the benefits of strict ID requirements after hard lessons learned, a database on voting worldwide compiled by the Crime Prevention Research Center, which I run. Again, this is written by John R. Lott, so check him out. Which I run shows that the election integrity measures are widely acceptable globally and have often been adopted by countries after they've experienced fraud under looser voting regimes. Of 47 nations surveyed in Europe a place where other place where on other matters, American progressives often look to with envy. All but one country requires a government-issued photo of voter ID to vote. That exception is the UK, and even their voter IDs are mandatory in Northern Ireland for all elections, in parts of England for local elections. Moreover, Boris Johnson's government recently introduced legislation to have the rest of the country follow suit. Critics of British leaders' voter ID push are similar to those heard in the U.S. The Scottish National Party claims his voter ID push targets lower income, ethnic minority, and younger people who are less likely to vote for Johnson, conservatives, and therefore represents Trump-like voter suppression. Yet despite such pushback, Britain looks set to follow countries in Europe and elsewhere with stricter voting regimes, few of which temporarily relax any of their voting rules during the pandemic. 74% of European countries entirely ban absentee voting for citizens who reside domestically. Another 6% limited to those hospitalized or in the military, and they require third party verification and a photo ID. Another 15% require photo ID for absentee voting. Similarly, government-issued photo IDs are required to vote by 33 nations in the 37-member Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which has considerable European overlap. Only the UK, Japan, New Zealand, and Australian currently do not require IDs of those outliers. Japan provides each voter with tickets that bear unique codes. If the voter loses the ticket or accidentally brings the ticket for another family member, polling staff verifies the voter's name and address using a computer with access to the city's database. The voter may have to present government-issued photo identification. New Zealand technically requires ID with a unique code, but while it will take longer to look up identifying information, it is still possible to vote without the ID. Australia has by far the loosest rules, and while the photo is while full ID is required to register to vote, once at the polling station, voters need to simply report their names, address, and whether they have voted in the previous election. There are a few exceptions to developed countries generally avoidance of emergency voting measures during the pandemic. Poland allowed mail-in ballots for everyone last year as a one-time measure, as did two cities in Russia. But Poland rushed plan played out so poorly, it dissuaded other countries from following suit. France made more limited exceptions, temporarily allowing sick or at-risk individuals to vote absentee.
So basically, yeah, they all require, they require ID. Other countries require ID. And even still, the countries that don't require ID, there's still some form of verification. But the thing is like, it's racist. It's such a lazy fucking argument. It's lazy. It's lazy. Like, Trump's racist. Everything's fucking racist. Everything is fucking racist. But there is some good news. If I can turn back time. In fact, here we go. Let me share my screen again. Here we go. Where the fuck is the sound, though?
One of voting restrictions that opponents claim would unfairly result in racial discrimination. With more on what this ruling might signal for the hundreds of other measures like it currently working their way through state legislatures, we go to ABC's Terry Moran.
With states across the country passing new laws that make voting more difficult, especially for minorities, the Supreme Court today gave a green light. By a 6-3 vote, the conservative majority on the court upheld two election laws in Arizona. One criminalizes the collection of ballots by third parties, dubbed ballot harvesting by critics.
That's right.
The other requires election officials to throw out ballots cast at the wrong precinct. Yep. Voting rights activists offered evidence that these laws impact Native Americans and other minorities more than whites in Arizona and claimed they violated the Voting Rights Act. But in today's ruling, Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the...
Again, then you know what? Then what those people have to do is... petition the Arizona's government and say, make it easier for us to vote. Make it easier for us to vote. Put polling stations near us. You must do this and then sue them. Cause then you will have a case. And then get fucking ID. Oops. What the?
The court brushed that evidence aside, saying the burden on minority voters was minor. Mere inconvenience cannot be enough to justify a violation of the Voting Rights Act, Alito wrote. In an impassioned dissent, Justice Elena Kagan, writing for the court's liberals, declared, "What is tragic is that the court has damaged the statute designed to bring about the end of discrimination in voting." And in Arizona, Native American activists said the ruling will make it harder for them to vote.
Only 26% of Native Americans live on a postal route, meaning you can't get mail at home in most places. And that's why ballot collection matters.
Terry Moran joins us now. Terry, President Biden put out a statement today saying he was extremely disappointed in the court's decision. Terry, the president has made it clear that he and his attorney general, Merrick Garland, will be fighting these state measures that they say restrict voting access. What are they learning from this case?
They're learning it's going to be harder for the Justice Department or anyone else to challenge these new laws to prove that they have a discriminatory impact on minorities. They'll need more evidence, meticulous evidence, or evidence that they were passed with a discriminatory intent. And that's hard. But President Biden in that statement vowed to continue the fight, saying democracy is on the line. Lindsay?
Terry.
This is Channel ABC News Live. For now, I'm Whit Johnson in New York.
Right, this has been a special report.
All right, shut up. So, my fucking what? My mouse is dead. Why did my mouse die? How did it die? You died. Okay, my mouse. All right. Good thing I got a touch screen. Boom. A touch screen. So, is it racist? Are voting ID laws racist? No. There are ways to make the system better? Yes. Are there ways to make it easier for people to get ID? Yes. Should there be a required ID? Yes. I'm going to repeat myself. It would have avoided this whole Russiagate bullshit. And it would have fucking prevented January 6th. Thus saving millions of dollars. It would have stopped the fucking Q-tards. I mean, fuck. Jeez. By the way, I love you, Millie Weaver. I love Millie Weaver. She did a good job. I'm thoroughly convinced it was a psyop. It smelled like a psyop, but definitely check her out. Definitely, if you haven't yet, check out the site, new site, crotchoutradio.xyz. That's crotchoutradio.xyz. That is the new home of the Crotch Out Radio Show. You'll find articles that, you know, original articles, articles that I share, and also my comedy. I post my comedy up there, and so it'll be your one-stop Louis B. shop. And definitely support the show by hitting the donate button, shopping on Amazon, just clicking the button on there. In fact, let's take a look. I forgot. My damn thing is. Anyways. Why did you die now? Why did you die now? So, I'm so used to using the fucking mouse. All right, so. In fact, let's. Let's take a look at this. Share the screens. So this is the new site. CrotchOutRadio.xyz. Guys, should check this out. Got my other podcast up on there, where I tell a funny story about my date with a single mom. We got the live stream going. You guys can watch the show right here. So I can look. Yep. See? Boom. So, guys can check out the podcast, past shows, you know, the audio version, of course. My social media. There you go. I got the Twitter, I got the YouTubes, I got the TikToks, I got the Snapchat. Of course, BitChute, Gab Minds, Open Comedy, Clapper, MeWe, and Odyssey. Definitely support me there as well. I actually got to put some links, other links. Of course, you can check out the About there, but, you know, there you go. But got that going, and pretty soon I might have a new author, a new contributor coming on. Exciting, exciting. Trying to make some shit go, get some shit going, get some writers, get some people that wanna fuck shit up, like by exposing people, by really fighting against the system. So, anyways, like to give a big shout out to Stuttering Chris and whoever else is listening or watching the show. Like to thank everyone for watching, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo. God damn it. Play. Play, you son of a bitch.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Bye-bye.
Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for.
Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.